We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's Thunder and PT's second Tate Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Good morning, Claire.
Good morning.
Hi. All right, let's get started here on Second Date Update, and thanks for messaging us at 1029thewolf.com. Let's hear all about Ken. How'd you meet, and how'd that first date go?
Sure, thank you. I'm ready for this. So Ken, I mean, he's really cute. He's pretty laid back, which is different for me because I'm a career girl. I usually date the business, type A guys, really focused. Because I'm really competitive, and, you know, some might say high strung.
They say opposites, Claire, they say opposites attract. Yeah. So this guy, Ken, could be really good for you to kind of, like, calm, maybe at times calm you down a little bit.
Sure, because I could use some of that. I work in tech, and it gets pretty intense. So, yeah, I'm open to that.
Yeah, like, have you dated other guys that are laid back and stuff like that in the past? Can you deal with that?
I wouldn't call them laid back, so I guess I'm open to that because it hasn't worked out yet. So
right.
So how did you and Ken meet?
Well, we met the way everyone meets these days on one of those dating apps, and he hit me up, and we messaged a lot. We had nice conversations, and then he appropriately asked me out.
And what did you do on your first date?
Something way outside my comfort zone. He is really into rock climbing, so we went in. There's places where you can rock climb indoors. Mm-hmm. So we climbed a wall inside, like all these, and then we grabbed drinks at the juice bar afterwards.
Okay, that's I love these unique.
That's kind of cool. I like that
dating ideas. That all went fine. How'd that go?
I'm terrified of heights, so I did not make it all the way up, which. Like, it's embarrassing because I'm really competitive, and if I have a goal, like, I really set to meet it. So that was hard. But overall, besides that, it was a good time.
Did he notice you being frustrated with not reaching the top? Like, do you think that could be a cause here why he's not calling you back or no?
I mean, it might be, which is one of the reasons why I want to know. But he was encouraging me to keep going. Yeah. But I really am. It's a weird thing that I can't get over yet, and I wasn't able to.
Well, I think it's a common fear, Claire. And Ken has to give you credit for trying something new. So how long ago was the climbing date?
It was a little over 3 weeks ago, and I did send him a thank you text, and then I never heard back.
Okay.
Well, sounds
all right. We need to get some more information. Is it okay if we call Ken and see what he has to say about it?
That's the tough love I'm here for. Yes.
Okay. And that's what we do. Stay right there, Claire. We're going to call Ken. If he comes on, we'll get some answers for you. Hopefully, cross your fingers, lead you to a second date, and you'll get to the top of the mountain.
Thank you.
Okay. Right back after this on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second Tate Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Claire would love to see Ken again. They went rock climbing. She says she's a little high strung. Ken's a little laid back. So is that the reason Ken isn't messaging or calling her back for a second date?
I'm terrified of heights, so I did not make it all the way up, which, like, it's embarrassing because I'm really competitive, and if I have a goal, like, I really set to meet it. And I did send him a thank you text, and then I never heard back.
It's Second Date Update, brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello.
Good morning, Ken.
Yeah, that's me.
Ken, it's Thunder and PT. Don't hang up. It's not a sales call. We co-host a morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. And we just call random people up in the morning to see how they're doing.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's a little more to it than
that. I'd say there's a little more to it, yeah.
A woman named Claire, who you met on an app, asked us to help her out. And she's a little confused about why she hasn't heard from you since you went on the climbing wall on your first date.
Oh, wow. Oh, That's worse than I thought.
What do you mean worse than you thought?
She put you up. Well, you know, on the date, she came across as, like, a bit controlling, but, like, calling a radio station and bringing you guys into it, like, man, I think that's kind of, like, next level.
What did she do on the date that makes you think that she's controlling?
I mean, let's see. Man, she was, like, she's all up in my business from, like, the jump. I mean, like, telling me, like, I need to put a passcode on my phone and where to store my passwords. Like, I mean, it was a lot for...
I'm sorry. You told me you were a victim of identity.
What? Hello?
I was trying to help you.
Whoa, whoa, what is going on? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ken, Claire is joining us. Claire's on the phone, who you went on the climbing date with.
Yeah, and for the record, it is not controlling to suggest you put a passcode on your phone and not check your bank balance when you're on public Wi-Fi.
Oh, my God. Like, do you see what I mean? Like, what a buzzkill. Like, who wants that on a date?
Well, I mean, I think she was just trying to help,
yeah.
Ken, you know, I know you spent an afternoon or an evening with her, at the climbing wall, but she seems pretty cool to us, and it's kind of hard to believe she just wasn't looking out for you.
Well, I mean, looking out for me or not, it's just, like, not my scene. Like, you know, I don't want to be told what to do. I want to, like, live my life freely, and, like, what's going to happen is going to happen. Like, what, you know?
I can't believe this is happening. You had your identity stolen, and you're upset because I had a couple solutions that may help you not have it happen again?
Look, I mean, like I said, I'm just trying to, like, enjoy life, like, be in the moment. I mean, like, I don't need someone telling me what to do.
You are so frustrating. I mean, you are making yourself such an easy target. Can you not see that?
I'm clearly not all that easy of a target because you're way off.
Okay.
You're not the bullseye you think you are.
Okay, all right, this is getting a little ugly here.
I'm sensing not going to be a second date.
Well, listen, Claire, you said that you were attracted to Ken because he was relaxed, and you told, you know, you typically date type A professional types. You knew going into this, Ken was going to be a little more
chill
about stuff like this. And then, so you're kind of getting on it. He feels, Ken, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you kind of felt that Claire was getting all in your, well, you said it, getting in your business. Ooh. and trying to, but she was just trying to, I think she was just trying to help, but that's not help you were asking for,
right,
was it?
Like, I mean, look, I appreciate in one sense she wants to help out,
yeah,
but like, we're on our first date. Like, we've been chatting, like, it's just not, like, the thing. It's just not my style. Like, I wasn't telling her what to do. I was trying to encourage her and help her on this climbing wall. She didn't even make it up. And, like...
It is. So there's a difference between being laid back and not knowing how to tie your shoes. If you don't know how to tie your shoes, then be like, hey, you're a grown man. Let me show you how to tie your shoes. That's like not checking your bank balance in public.
But, Ken, I don't want to put words in your mouth. This sometimes happens on Second Date Update. But let me just throw this at you. You're concerned if she is... If Claire is this controlling now or this much in your business, what's it going to be like in 6 months or a year or after you get married? And you just don't want somebody who, I hate to say this, nagging you.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, you can make a suggestion, but like, oh, you need to put a passcode on your phone. I mean, where do you store your password? Like, it's just, it's a lot, you know?
We call that marriage.
Oh, man, I'm not ready for that then.
Yeah. Claire, you can understand, though. I mean, it's like, I don't think you guys are going to be a perfect fit. As much as you say you're looking for a more relaxed person, I don't know if Ken's the right guy. I'm sure there's, you know, the right guy is probably out there for you, you know?
Yeah.
I feel bad for him. She's going to take years off his life.
Oh, my gosh. I'm looking for someone relaxed but with some common sense. I'm so over this. I'm angry that I even bothered to see what happened. And that's not nagging. It is common sense.
Yeah. Well, no, and you're right. And honestly, we could probably use that help. I've had my passwords, you know. I've got that two-step verification is driving
that's
me crazy.
I need
some help.
About, yeah.
We need to get you on the show, right, Claire? We might need you on the show. Listen, this is just not compatible, it sounds like to me. Would you obviously, Ken, you're not getting back to Claire. Claire, you can understand that. Are you ready to move on?
Yes, you're all hopeless.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, okay. I mean, sometimes we're just trying to get some answers for it, which we kind of did, you know, so at least there's that part of it, Claire. But
all right. Well, listen, guys.
Yeah, it takes it down a notch.
Good luck on climbing your own personal love mountains. And
absolutely.
That sounded kind of creepy.
Make sure you're wearing a harness.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, thank you for being on Second Date Update.
You're welcome, guys.
Whatever. No. Okay.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.